AircheckDownloads.com.
Wild start to the classic top 20. Sly and the Family Stone, Dancing the Music, got to number 7 back in 68. There it is at number 20 on its way out. At number 19, another great soul sound from Otis Redding. Second week, but eventually it struggles to number 15. Hard to Handle, Otis.
Baby, you have
on his way down after getting to number 2 for Leapy Lee, Little Arrows. He was singing about little arrows and eventually ended up wearing them too. Sadly, Leapy did a stretch for some little fracas or other. He knew he was in trouble when the judge went,
"I am the god of hellfire!"
Capital Gold, in tune with London.
Gary Puckett and the Union Gang. Lady Willpower, up from 15 to 13, eventually getting to number 5, 25 years ago. Before that, Tommy James and the Shondells, who went all the way to number 1 and stayed there for 3 weeks with Money Money. And also a number 1 hit for Crazy World of Arthur Brown at 15, down, on its way down after getting to the top, down from 10 to number 50. It's just 15 minutes past the hour of 5 o'clock here on Capital Gold, 1548 a.m. Question. The first of 3 new entries in the chart, The Casuals at number 12, getting to number 2 with Jessamine. The opening line, "What am I supposed to do with Jessamine?" The lines lit up. Rather naughtily, we answered them, and there was just a sheepish silence at the other end. But there will be a question asked later on concerning the Beatles on this Beatles weekend. But right now we say happy birthday, Sue Bradford, who didn't get her dedication in early, so it's her birthday today. As it would have been Mama Cash, who would have been 52 today. Back in 1968, she was celebrating her 27th birthday with this song. Such a sweet voice. Mama Cash, solo, back in 1968 at number 11. That's as high as she got with Dream, A Little Dream of Me. Well, we're at Halfway House in the Capital Gold Classic Top 20 for the 19th of September, 1968.
Have a happy weekend with Capital Gold. Capital Gold remembers 1968.
And we're on to hit sound number 10, the biggest climber up from 17, Canned Heat, On the Road Again. Here on Capital Gold, 1548 a.m., taking you back 25 years to 1968. And that was the year, of course, that saw the Beatles in the chart. Of course, there were very few years in the 60s that didn't have the Beatles in the chart. But they are coming up, so that means there will be a question which will win you, of course, the double, well, in fact, quadruple CD set, the Red and Blue Albums. Can He got to number 8 with On the Road Again? The biggest climbing record, if you don't count the two new entries that we've yet to play. Canned Heat at number 10 and On the Road Again. One of those headlines that I mentioned at the top of the hour was a stick-up for American stocking manufacturers, referring to a spray that the Americans had brought out that reckons keep stockings in a state of permanent suspension. Well, they didn't stand up to the test of the Daily Mirror's Felicity Green of the fashion scene. Her legs stuck together, and then they stuck to a petticoat, and people who saw her kept asking if she had a backache. I understand they reissued them as some sort of form of contraceptive, but I don't know if it worked. Other headlines. Church choir staged wildcat strike. 15 children of St. Mary's Church Choir Peterborough downed hymn books and staged a sit-in during morning service because they hadn't been paid for 2 months. The Reverend Philip Corwood submitted to their demands, sixpence a shift plus overtime, because the mayor was expected at the evening service. Good thinking, kid. Had him over a barrel. Here's another headline. Hijackers out of spirits when they discovered that the lorry they'd stolen in Plasto was full of 10,000 empty bottles of gin. And Tiny Tim was telling everybody why he spends 2 hours a day in the shower. You remember him? His routine involved brushing his teeth 6 times a day, 3 times with toothpaste, 3 with papaya powder. Wonderful teeth, but ruined his vocal cords. Amen Corner, we're at number 9, down from 6, back in 1968. You're listening to the Capital Gold Classic Top 20. I'm Paul Burnett. We're high in the charts, they were high in the sky.
Golden hit after golden hit on 1548 AM, Capital Gold.
Say the word.
Tom Jones, who named himself after the film, which is on TV tonight, by the way. That was Help Yourself back in 1968. He was helping himself, too. He was on 15 grand a week. It had just been publicized. And talking of television, you might have been watching TV 25 years ago and noted that one of the top programs, the bill of its time, was on at 8 o'clock on BBC One, Softly, Softly. We'd always be watching that. On BBC Two, there was the Tennis Elbow Foot Game. We won't go into that just now. And ITV had at 8 o'clock tonight, Nearest and Dearest, which was Jimmy Jewell and Hilda Baker. Oh, she's wrong, you know. What did she say? What was her catchphrase? I said, Bissoon, Dinta, Bissoon. That was it. Hilda Baker, Jimmy Jewell.
Paul Burnett.
Slow dancing.
On Capitol Gold, 1548 AM.
Paul Burnett on Capitol Gold.
Thank you, Herb Alvin. This guy's in love with you. We just heard that a large hole has appeared in the M25. This is no joke. It's absolutely true. It's causing long delays anti-clockwise. Just before Junction 5, the Seven Oaks turn off, the inside lane is closed. That other large hole, the Euston Underpass, is closed until tomorrow morning. And finally, Tower Bridge, which has been closed for the last 3 months, reopens at midnight tonight. So, whoopee about that. We're on to the top five now with Johnny Nash, who recorded this in Jamaica. Up from 7 to number 5, and it stayed there for a couple of weeks. We got no higher. Back in 1968. 19th of September, 68, 25 years ago. Hold me tight.
I don't wanna hear it.
It's the Capital Go Classic Top 20. The Beach Boys were at number 3 25 years ago. We'd do it again. This had been number 1, but was now number 2 for the Bee Gees.
The preacher taunted me and he smiled.
Their second number 1 hit, the first being Massachusetts in 1967. The Bee Gees at number 2, and I've got to get a message to you. Let's have a look at the countdown just ahead of the number 1 sound of 25 years ago. At number 20, Sly and the Family Stone with Dance to the Music. At 19, Hard to Handle from Otis Redding. At 18, I Pretend from Des O'Connor. At 17, Leapy Lee in Little Arrows. At 16, Sunshine Girl from Herman's Hermits. And Crazy World of Arthur Brown, Fire, was number 15. At 14, Money Money from Tommy James and the Shondells. 13, Lady Willpower, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap. The Casuals and Jessamine was 12. 11, Dream a Little Dream of Me, Mama Cass. Canned Heat, On the Road Again, was number 10. At 9, High in the Sky, Amen Corner. At 8, Help Yourself, Tom Jones and Mary Hopkin. Those Were the Days, was number 7. At number 6, This Guy's in Love with You, Herb Alpert. At number 5, Hold Me Tight from Johnny Nash. At number 4, Aretha Franklin and Say a Little Prayer. At number 3, Beach Boys and Do It Again. At number 2, the Bee Gees and Got to Get a Message to You. I know what you're asking yourself. You're saying, what happened to our competition? Well, the number 1 sound was the Beatles and Hey Jude. And you can win a copy of that number 1. All you have to do is tell me what the song was originally called and who it was dedicated to. Call us now on 071-484-8222 if you know. That's 071-484-8222. Who is it about? What was the title before it became
Hey Jude?
Aircheckdownloads.com.